So, I hate this rule that hip-hop fans love to fucking, you know, throw out when they put a time limit on diss tracks. You know, when they say, hey, man, if you don't respond by this time, let me read off a timeline of every diss track real quick. The Bridge came out in the late 1985. The Bridge Is Over came out. Okay, The Bridge Is Over came out on March 3rd, 1987. Kill That Noise didn't come out until August 8th, 1987. How You Like Me Now, you know, Kumo D, came out in November 3rd, 1987. LL Cool J did not respond to Kumo D's, you know, How You Like Me Now with Jack the Ripper until February 27th, 88. That took him like a year. Yeah, it took him like almost until half of New Year to respond to Kumo D. Then he came out with To the Break of Dawn and June 17th, 1990. Kumo D came out with Death Bro a year later. There's a pattern with that. NWA came out with 100 Miles in the Running August 14th, 1990. No Vaseline did not come out until October 29th, 1991. You see what I'm saying? There was no time limit. There was no come on, Cube. Come on, Cube. You know why? Because we liked it. We didn't, because it was no social media and it was out of nowhere. Like, damn. You know what I mean? There was no, it took him long enough. If you want to sit there and talk about how this generation has, like, no, nigga. Y'all are very, very, the attention span is just bananas. It's very short. We'll keep going. Dr. Dre came out with Don't Fuck With Dre Day, May 20th, 1993. Eazy-E didn't respond with Real Motherfucking G's until August 26th, 1993. Biggie came out with Who Shot Ya, subliminally, supposedly, dissing Tupac on February 21st, 1995. Tupac didn't drop Hit 'Em Up until June 4th, 1996. West Side Slaughterhouse by the West Side Connection, that was this in common, that came out in September 28th, 1995. Comedy didn't drop The Bitch in You until September 10th, 1996. You see how I'm saying? You see how it's like a year apart? We'll keep going. 4321 by, you know, where LL Cool J was dissing Cannabis, didn't come out till December 9th, 1997. Second Round Knockout by Cannabis didn't come out till like a year later, March 24th, 1998. We'll keep going. Takeover was released September 11th, you know, that's near the terrorist attacks. I remember them days. I remember that happening. And Nas didn't come out with Ether until December 4th, 2001. I don't care what no hip hop say, Ether is the best fucking diss track. Y'all want to sit there and downplay like, he just gave him a lot of insults. And it's what a diss track's supposed to be. I don't want to hear, we have advanced ass. No, the fuck you have not. Because if you haven't really advanced, then why the fuck are you downplaying lyricism? Why are you downplaying complexity in lyricism? Why are you downplaying boom bap beats? And why everything has to be such short content? Don't tell me nothing about that shit. And also, Super Ugly he released, but we're not talking about. That's the song Super Ugly is where he respond, where Jay-Z respond. That was December 11, 2001. And that's the song that Jay-Z released that was so disrespectful that Jay-Z's mom told him to apologize. Let's keep on going. This is like in the future. This is 2010. Nicki Minaj comes out with Rome's Revenge, October 30th, 2010. Little Kim responds with Black Friday a year later, February 14th, 2011. No. Then we go to Drake. Drake goes back. This is Meek Mill with Back to Back. January, February, March, April, May, June. July 29th, 2015. Meek Mill's responded on the 31st. See, now, as you see, right, how now, with this little digital era, hold on, wait. Because you got this. Hold on. Wait. As you see how shit changed with the internet, with the digital era, how rappers are releasing things, but look, you gotta look at the time limit. It's the time between shit. When Drake came out with Dopey Freestyle, that was back in May 25th, 2018. Pusha T came out with The Story of Adidon. And May 29th, 2018. A few days apart. Now, Remy Ma came out with Sheet There, which is a whack diss track, by the way. And February 25th, 2017. Nicki Minaj came out with No Frauds in March. So you see? See, now it starts to change. But see, this is what I'm talking about. There was no about how long it takes for a song to come out. And I'm tired of my folks trying to switch these fucking rules around. And I don't care. It's the new generation, bro. I do not care. I didn't grow up in a fucking era where beef tracks had time limits to respond. Now, that puts, and you be wondering why when these responses come out, y'all be talking about how it's lackluster. He didn't do his best because he's trying to respond on quote unquote time, because he's hearing social media, hey bro, if you don't respond, he got you. If he don't respond, he got you. So you have to sit here and rush out a fucking goddamn song and say some shit to let niggas know, hey dude, I hear you, I got you. Just for some motherfuckers who, the same motherfuckers that pressure you to drop that diss, are the same ones who are gonna call that diss lackluster. You see how stupid that shit is? You know why these diss songs that took a year and a half were classics? Because it took time. It takes time, bro. Niggas got tours. Niggas got all these things to do. No one ain't got time to be sitting here trying to respond to some shit. And you got niggas online where you trying to promote your shit. You got niggas online, yo, you ain't gonna drop that diss, bro? You scared, bro? And then that gets to you, and you go to a nearby studio where someone's gonna mix your shit like ass. You get the nearest fucking producer who give you a funky donk beat. You spit some fucking goddamn quick shit because you ain't got time to fucking goddamn even prepare. And then you spit the fucking shit, and the shit comes out, and you got a fucking mess of a fucking diss track. And niggas don't understand how that shit is not, how that shit is, it's hurting. And the only way how, like I told you, the only way how this shit would even cool with fucking with Kendrick, because he already had these songs already planned out already. He just dropping them. He already has shit backed out for Drake. I mean, he had shit already locked and loaded. When he after, during, I bet you, during those Mr. Morale sessions, keep in mind, Kendrick was soft, man. Because remember, y'all turned on Kendrick, called him trash, weak. When he came out with Mr. Morale, we live in an era now where fans don't even want you to even be vulnerable. They always talk about your life. And I hate when fans tell underground artists, talk about your life, talk about your experiences, talk about this, talk about your experiences, talk about this, talk about this. Be more vulnerable. And it will be vulnerable. You niggas want to sit there and look down on us for fucking being vulnerable. And then we talk about real shit that we grew up on. You want to be so fickle and be like, oh, I heard that story before. You talking about your hood stories in life. We've heard that before. Basically saying that you are lying about your life because it's such a cliche thing. I don't believe you. Who the fuck does that? You gotta sit here, and even when you do come out with some, you know, unique sound or unique story, because y'all look at it like wrestling, because it's not relatable to the masses, but like a small group of people, then it's like we can't even relate to you. Hence the whole make music for everyone bullshit. It's just fucking stupid. It's fucking dumb. Niggas don't even want you to even be here. Fuck, I just sent a song to Dork. I don't care if niggas don't like it. We already know how these fans are. I don't care if they call it threes, twos, ass. I don't care. It's there. I sent it. I don't give a fuck. Only thing I'm gonna hear this nigga say is, oh, Demi seems to be because he's a fucking perfectionist. But other than that, oh, the beast fire and Mike is the old Mike. This is the Mike since that we know it. We know what the fuck that's gonna be. I don't care. All I'm saying is, bro, all this whole waiting, all this whole putting motherfuckers on a clock to respond to a diss song in the digital era. And I don't want to hear the excuses. Oh, it's the digital era. Y'all niggas are glued to your fucking phones. That's the problem. That's the difference. Back in the 90s and 80s, there was no fucking social media. Even in the early 2000s, there was no fucking social media. There was none of that shit. We was online. And here's the thing. There was social media. We was on message boards. But even with that, the internet didn't spread so big like that. We was just on the message boards talking about, you know, hey, you heard about that Nas and Jay-Z, who gonna win? No one in that message board gave a fuck about how long it took for Nas to respond. They were asking, was he gonna respond? When's he gonna respond? Is he gonna respond now? I hope so. Boom. He responded. No one didn't sit there and count him out and said, oh, he needs to respond now unless Jay-Z fucking won. Dope. At the time, everything was balanced. Fans still have patience. No one have a fucking short attention span like they do now. That's why niggas don't make songs with three verses no more. Or songs that's 3 minutes long. Unless the BPM is so goddamn long. If the BPM of the song is short. Not short. Let's say 60 BPMs. That makes the song 3 minutes long. That's why some songs look like they're long, but they're not. But see, that's the thing, bro. Especially if it's like, you know, half of the BPM. Like you do like half of 40 BPM. I'm going to throw up a number. That's like 60. So it might look long, but it feels fast because it's double time. I'm just saying, bro. Shit like that just kills me. It does. It does. Like, nigga, no one ain't got no time for that bullshit. This is why niggas be not. This is why I will never understand that with fans. Like, if I was in a fucking rap beef and with some other rapper, he dissed me, I don't give a fuck what you say. You ain't gonna get a response out of me. If I got other obligations, this is not fucking with my. This is not worth my time. I get back to you when I get back to you. I don't give a fuck. Because this is what fans do. They so on that time limit shit that, let's say, I've seen it happen before. Where if a rapper responds, let's say, a month later or 2 months later, and the diss be hard. But because, Oh, and you see, and keep in mind, you got motherfuckers online. Oh, it's a hard disk, but he responded 4 months late. So it doesn't matter. Who the fuck made that rule up? It's like these niggas make up rules as they go along. Who the fuck made that rule up? Who the fuck did that? And then you add the fact that these fools, it was a big rapper, say like a Drake, who got a big fucking fan base. They don't care about the culture. Look at Drake's new diss song. This fool contradicts himself through the whole song. And yet, niggas still be like, he still killed Kendrick. And Kendrick fucking came back with a banger. And you still saying this fucking man didn't get murdered? Fuck you talking about? Niggas don't even listen to fucking lyrics. If you a nobody, they really don't listen to you. Talking about, it's because your bars are weak. Your bars are weak. Your flows are not there. Man, shut the fuck up. All these things ain't all because you buy vinyls, all because you got decorative shit in your house that has hip-hop, doesn't mean you're hip-hop. You ain't gotta be fucking white. You got black fans that don't know about this fucking goddamn culture. Fuck out of here. Niggas don't want to hear, they don't want to hear nothing unique. Because we're up and down. Where's the unique artist at? Hello? Shut up. Don't call for us. Don't call for any rapper that got a unique tone or a unique ear. Don't call for us. You don't want us. All you want us to do is stop being us and be something that we're not to be easy for you to digest. From the mixing to the beats to the voice to all that. To what the fuck we stand for, to what we talk about in our fucking music. How do you complain about rappers talking about the same topics? But if you hear a nigga talk about something different, you don't want to hear it. Then we give you some the basic topics. Let's say about cars. I tell you, I grew up around cars. I have lowrider magazines. My uncle owns a fucking dealership. I always been around cars. That's why I fucks with Currency, because we have that in common. So when I talk about cars and shit like that, that's the shit I like. You don't want us to talk about that because that's cliche mainstream shit. Who gives a fuck? I like cars. I don't give a fuck. If I want to make a song about a fucking Benz, nigga, I'm going to make a song about a fucking Benz. But it's so cliche. Okay, and how many fucking rappers making a song about Benz the way that I'm doing it? Nigga, fuck out my face with that shit. And then if I do make some boom bappy lyrical shit, it ain't that hard body New York shit. Like, he got boys, but them boys ain't hitting, son. Nigga, that's why niggas don't care about being the best lyricist. Cause like, look how I'm looking at it. You got old, like I told you in my last podcast, you got old heads openly saying that Kendrick Lamar don't know how to fucking beef right because he's using fucking metaphors and double entendres. Like, fuck are you talking about? Y'all be telling us over. So if that's how the fuck you playing, don't complain about these fucking kids and their lyrical abilities then. If we're playing this game where we can't push our pin to be at the levels of a Lupe or a Kendrick or a fucking, you know, or a fucking Cannabis or whoever that's the top tier lyricist, because you niggas want to put us in these little boxes as the vibey rapper, even though hip hop hates chill vibey rap, it's boring. Or if you want to sit there and call us lyrical miracles, basically you're just a nerd trying to rap with big words and all that bullshit, then don't complain. And he'll come up with these, we need to have a talk about niggas thinking that having deep lyrical words and deep words and deep lyricals make you good. Nigga, what makes you good? Because you got niggas that can't rap for shit. You put them on a high pedestal because they personalities. Sexy Red. But she's so, but you bigging her up though. It's not just that. You got niggas who openly say Yeet is better than any lyrical miracle rapper. And they say that shit with a straight fucking face. And if you on TikTok and that's your lane, you gonna get clowned. Well, TikTok's about to die anyway. But it doesn't matter if you on TikTok. It doesn't matter if you on fucking Instagram. You will get clowned. If that's the game that we're fucking playing, Don't complain about how these kids are making their music. Don't complain about, you know, Young Smokey Smoke, you know, going east. Ah, but I'm not coming that beat. Why? I'm not coming that beat. Why? I'm not coming that beat. Why? On a trap, on a Derek trap beat. Don't say shit. Don't say nothing. Don't say a fucking word. Don't say shit. Hell, you might think it's low-key fire. You got niggas who be coming on these little freestyle radio stations like Sway in the Morning, like fucking Rap Radar, and you still here, you a nobody. So it's even worse. Who the fuck are you? And you're just sitting there spitting these bars, thinking that if I spit the hardest bars, they'll like me. No, they'll sit there and one, look at how the fuck you dress. And if you don't look appealing to them, you're trash. These are casual fans, but I would think like this. If you rap with a weird tone, garbage. If your bars are, it's not hitting me. Nigga, it don't matter. Even if it's cliche bars or over your or other shit, it don't matter. They don't like you, period. They don't care. Then, if you fucking, like, fuck up in a freestyle, nope. We ain't fucking with you. And it's because of the fact we don't fucking know you. And they don't care if you be lyrical. They don't care if you spitting these crazy bars. They don't give a fuck that you over here making these little references trying to be yourself. They will fucking sit there and rip you apart and call you trash. You see what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about you. Right now, I bet you, my song's being played, look in the fucking comments. Threes, twos, and threes. Why? Because it's not, I'm not feeling this song at all, man. His flow is weird. I'm not feeling what he's saying. But you want us to talk about our life, our pain. Just for some niggas to sit there and say it's insignificant, because how the fuck you rapping it? And how many songs must I make about betrayal? I counted. I made probably 4 songs about betrayal. And niggas eat that shit up. Change up your content. Change up your fucking content. I miss when you were making songs about this, this, and this. I miss when fans were fans. That's what I miss. I miss when fans were fans. Can we have that? Can we have those back? When fans last actually respected you for being your fucking self. And yeah, you had hating ass niggas that didn't like you for being your fucking self. At least it wasn't loud. Now it was loud. And on top of the fact, they're talking to you like you're fucking, like they're fucking goddamn A&Rs. So it's even worse. But it goes back to what I'm talking about. I'm so sick and tired of fucking fans talking like A&Rs. Y'all talking about how much you want R's to switch up your sound and leave them with dorky. You need to add more doubles into your add doubles. I don't even like adding doubles. Cause it sounds messy and it sounds too much. But I do it because I did it once, by the way. I did it once. And it was cool, but I'm like, I just don't fucking like it. I just don't fucking like doing doubles. I just don't like it. I just don't fucking like it. But, you know, people always say, but it makes it better. It makes it better. These little engineer Nazis who feel like if your mixing is not up to stuff with the industry, keep in mind, you've never seen these people back in the 90s, where they come from. Like, where are they? Where they come from? Like, seriously, that shit gets fucking... That shit's just stupid. And then you got niggas to be trying to, like, put you on this pedestal. Like, okay, on this song, fifth column, all I gotta do is put the hook. And then it says, when I say, you know, what the fuck did I just say? Let me go back. What did I just say? What did I just say? Signed to a label, left me like a dead duck. Now I'm keeping niggas up like bed bugs. That's what I said. Now to these niggas, it's ABC. I wanted more complex lyricism because you lyrical miracle fans are as fucking annoying as your mumble rap counterparts who want everyone to do hyper pop and punch in their fucking verses without writing. Like, seriously. And since motherfuckers don't like when we use double entendres and punchlines and fucking, you know, be clever and fucking beef tracks, now y'all niggas so stupid. Now you're saying, yeah, we don't like metaphors and double entendres. So you openly saying that you want to be stupid and you don't like to think. Now that's stupid. But let me go back to Reddit and let me go back to that timeline, because didn't fucking Jay-Z use, because you know Jay-Z is the king of using double entendres, right? So let's be real with it. Even Nas, when he fucking dissed Jay-Z in Ether, he used some double entendres and metaphors and wordplay. So you fucking, that's, I'm telling you, these people who post these things are not, you don't know nothing about the fucking culture. I don't care if you're black or white. You don't know nothing about the fucking culture. If you're telling me that back then, this record's never had punchlines and metaphors. How complex and crazy that cannabis is. You gonna tell me on second round knockout, this nigga didn't use punchlines, double entendres, and metaphors? He didn't. I'm sure he did. But yet, let me read a verse from that song, that verse from Second Round Knockout. But yet, let me read a verse from Takeover, Jay-Z Takeover lyrics. Takeover, the break's over. God MC, me, Jehovah. That's a punchline. God MC, Jehovah. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test. Your chest in the line of fire when you're thin as vest. You bring them boys to men. You bring your boys to men. How them boys gonna win? See, you bringing them boys to men. How them boys gonna win? Boys to men. This is grown from B.I. Got you rolling into Turco. See, try the bitch, whatever. Your reach ain't long enough, Dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough. Fuck a Rockefeller is an army, better yet, the Navy. Niggas kidnap your babies, spit at your lady. We bring knives to fist fights, kill your drama. We kill your mom, we kill your motherfucking aunts with a sludge hammer. Don't let me do it to you, Dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. I don't care if you Mobb Deep, I hold triggers to cruise. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing way back in 88, you was in a ballerina. You was a ballerina. I got your pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped shit one, switched the demeanor. Well, we don't believe you. You need more people. Classic line. Rockefeller students of the game, we passed the classics, plastic classes, nobody. See, Rockefeller students of the game, we passed the classes. Nobody can read you dudes like we do. And so he had a fucking diss towards Nas, where is it? Okay, there we go. I know you missing all the fame, but along with celebrity comes about 7 shots to your frame. Nigga, you a lame. You a fag model for a car and client Esco, as we went from nasty Nas to Esco trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all, to your bodyguard Uchiwala verse better than yours. And I This is why I don't, that whole Nas lit, that Nas, not Nas lit me lit down bullshit. It's like, dude, no, I love Nas, but nigga, you made Uchiwala and you made a lot of other, that's what I'm gonna get. And that's what I'm gonna get, period. Every rapper has bad songs in their catalog, but you got this new generation of fans saying, you shouldn't have no bad songs. Cause at the time, you wouldn't think it was a bad song. Now you got niggas, now when you make good songs, i.e. standing to your sound, standing to your sound, to your core, to your beats and everything, these niggas want you to do left shit. Make hyper pop. Make sure that's not even in your lane to fuck you up. It's like, come on, dog. But whatever. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow of the whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, then sun don't shine. But see? Wordplay again. That's why you're lame. Career came to an end. There's only so long fake niggas can pretend. Fake doesn't pretend. Nigga, you ain't lived it. You witnessed it from your folks' pad. You scribbled it in your notepad and created your life. I showed your first tech in your tour with Lars Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice. You was using it wrong. You made a hot line, made a hot song. And you ain't got a coin, nigga. You ain't getting fucked. You was getting fucked. I know who I paid, God, publishing. Use your brain. You said you been in this 10. I've been in it 5. Smarten up, Nas. 5 albums in 10 years. This 10 years, nigga, I can divide. And I hate that J. Cole took that line, by the way. That's one every let's say, 2 to 2 months. So, yeah. So, he was just breaking them down. But Nas came back with Ether. Now, y'all want to talk about wordplay shouldn't be in beef songs? Y'all talking about wordplay, and then you try to play Nas like all Ether was a bunch of fucking goddamn, like that. Like, I just read you Jay-Z's verse, and yeah, he broke down Nas, but he also said a whole bunch of insults. You're saying, oh, Nas only had a bunch of insults, and he didn't really say anything. Here's him. Here's Nas. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. There go that wordplay again. That nigga say don't do in battle. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big ain't no best. East, West, North, South, flossed out, greedy. I embrace y'all with 8 with napalm. Blow up, no guts, left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garments? Samiatos at your cutlass, burning at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I'm the truest. Name an MZ that I have an influence. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Jada. See? That's a chapter in the fucking Bible. No, on the Judas. He said, I keep my eyes on the Judas. See? Chapters. Wordplay that you dumbass old heads are telling rappers. Oh, I remember back in the days when rappers didn't have metaphors and punchlines, and I'm reading you 2 of the best fucking diss tracks, and both of them have fucking punchlines and wordplay. Dumbasses. With Hawaiian Sulky fame, kept my name in this music. Check it. Fuck with your soul like Ether. You know, that's the hook. Hey, yo, pass me. Okay, we know that. I've been fucked over. Left over, left for dead, dissing and forgotten. Luck ran out. They hoped that I'd been gone, stiffed and rotten. Y'all just pissed on me, shit on me, spit on my grave, talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face. Y'all some well wishers, friendly, acting, envy, hating snakes, with your hands out for money, man. How much can I take? When these streets keep calling, heard it when I was asleep. That Gay Z and Cockefeller Records wanna be started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode on the camera. When the soldiers I can handle this for a dough. Yeah, I'm a Nas fan. Trust me. I love this fucking song. This for Dolo and his manuscript. Just sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint first. Biggie's your man. You got the nerve to say that you bigger than Big. Dick sucking lips. Why you ain't let the late great veteran live? And then we go to the hook. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like a bitches. What's sad is I love you because you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smell like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Now, again, remember how these fools talking about he's insulting him. He's insulting him. He's just on a bunch of cockafella records. This is proof that y'all so-called real hip-hop fans, y'all so-called real lyrical analysts that be trying to teach rappers how to rap. Y'all don't really be reading these fucking lyrics, because he's saying some real shit. It ain't just a bunch of fucking insults. It's not. It ain't just a bunch of insults. It's a diss song. You're supposed to insult your fucking goddamn. I swear, bro. They just don't AO. They just don't like Nas. Well, life is hard. Well, he says, dissing women, were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is hard, hug me, don't reject me, or make records to disrespect me, bluntly or indirectly, and which means no sneak dissing. Y'all niggas act like rappers were not sneak dissing back in the days. 88, you was getting chased through your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smile in my face. Glad to break bread with a guy wearing jazz chains. No text, no cash, no cars. And keep in mind how he's rebuttaling what the fuck Jay-Z said. Because y'all talking about, we're a lyricist. Because remember how when Jay-Z's this, he said that he showed him his first tech. And that's why he started writing his life. And now Jay-Z's rebuttaling saying, no. You didn't have no text when we first met. You see what I'm saying? And here's some wordplay where he says, Rockefeller died at AIDS. That was the end of his chapter, and that's the guy y'all chose the name your company after. Put it together. I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And I'm done right there. Again, wordplay. And y'all, I'm just gonna be honest with y'all. Y'all don't fucking like Nas. If you gonna sit there and tell me, well, Takeover is a good diss, but I'ma still stand by the fact that Ether's one of the best fucking diss tracks ever written. I don't care what nobody say. Oh, you're a Nas fan, you damn right. But look how y'all was making it seem like Nas is just insulting, he's using insults. He's rebuttaling what the fuck Jay-Z said in his Takeover that I just fucking read. He said, I showed Nas his first tech, he started writing his life. Nas said, no, you didn't do that. You didn't do that. You see what I'm saying? So there was no, you may seem like nigga just straightened up saying you a bitch. It ain't like he rebutted every fucking thing that he said. That's what a diss track is. And with some wordplay in it. Y'all rock hoes, I rock fellas. You see what I'm saying? Fellas, if you know, come on, dog. I can't make this shit up. It seemed like people kind of forgot who the fuck they are. And I gotta tell you, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. And niggas be acting, it's crazy to me how y'all be looking at diss tracks. Y'all be moving the goalposts. Y'all make up rules that was never there to begin with. That's why I do not take any fan online seriously. So if someone called my song, that shit ass, bro. I'm not fucking with your music, bro. And I don't care. After seeing, and then you got this whole thing how you got kids who are young that can't read. And then you start tying that shit in with the fact that these kids who rap do not read their lyrics. They literally punch him off the top. Then on top of the fucking fact, Lena makes it worse. If that's your thing, that's cool. But this becomes a whole different thing when you literally make fun of people who actually write their lyrics. And like, it sounds like you're reading off a piece of paper. I read off my fucking phone because I got shitty handwriting. There is no paper in front of me. Just my phone. I write off my phone. And it makes it more fluid when I write off my phone. And I can be able to within like can just easily type up lyrics and go on different places to get any information from Google and put it in my lyrics, bro. There's no pen and pad when I write now. Like, I still have my pen and pads. Now I just write when I'm bored. I just write a verse when I'm bored. Or if my phone is dying, I feel like writing something, I put a pen, get my notepad, start writing a dummy verse. If it's a good dummy verse, I will just take my phone and rewrite that verse in my phone. Then find a beat and rewrite the fucking verse to pick the beat. No thing. But like I tell you, man, these songs were like a year apart. Months apart. So when y'all be talking about how shitting on Kendrick and Drake, talking about, remember how rap songs didn't have metaphors and double entendres, and y'all start using fucking examples like fucking Hit 'Em Up and shit. You got these bullshit ass comedians who are so retarded. It's like, nigga, stop acting like you never heard Jay-Z. Jay-Z always have double entendres. Stop acting like you never heard Nas. Nas have punchlines too. Stop acting like y'all stupid. Like, y'all don't know that niggas were using double entendres and punchlines before, bro. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? That's the fucking stupid part. And then only when niggas start making like bops, cause y'all think like the kids think, oh, that's what it's for you, bro. We all know that's all he needs to do is put a bop. Kendrick was fucking smart. He brought back DJ Mustard and made a fucking diss track on an LA beat. And I was looking forward to hearing that song, but I forgot where I put my headphones. Well, I got them now, so I'll bump that when I go to work on Wednesday. I'm just saying, bro, it just gets really fucking annoying to me. You got niggas saying, I just don't like how your voice sound. Your voice sounds weird. And this is my normal voice. Fuck them. There's so many fucking things to make a rapper garbage. It's not funny. Back in the days, it was so simple. If you was rapping what the fuck you was living, if you was rapping off beat, it's like Shit the Shocker. If you was saying some garbage lines, if you were saying some real shit, and every rapper has garbage lines. So I don't know why, but it's crazy. Every rapper, even greats, have garbage lines. Even greats rap over whack beats. Even greats have albums that they don't like. These are common things. But you got niggas that will take it to another level where if you not, and especially in this era, where if the shit don't sound perfectly good, they ain't fucking with you. It's like they give you a fucking one chance. After that, that's what the fuck them. I don't care. That's why I don't promote my shit like that. Because I don't need niggas like that to try to tell me, oh, bro, when you gonna drop this, bro? Okay, you gonna drop your next album. I heard all your music, and it's mid at best. And some of your songs are cool, but you got very cringy songs like Pizza Cats and Anime Girls and songs like that. Like, those are, I mean, like, you've gotten better, but you know, those songs are going to hinder you from being a GOAT, as if I want to be that. We know that you throw that word around like it's nothing. That word don't mean shit no fucking more. And the fact that you go off of niggas' old bad songs, like GOAT rappers don't make bad songs, then it's fucking ridiculous. That's why I don't care. But I am saying this shit, though. Like, I do get very sick and tired of fans even, you know, playing that game where, like, you either moving the goalpost or you adding rules that shouldn't be in the fucking rule book. You tell artists, be you, be yourself, talk about what you know. And we talk about, and we're openly being unapologetically ourselves. Let me make a song about anime, manga. Let me add all these little songs with all these references to things I like. You call that shit trash and say, make what the fuck we want to hear. So I'm over here making boom bappy rap songs talking about typical shit. And then niggas get attached to that one song called Liquor Store and think, if I don't make a song that's similar to that, then my whole catalog is garbage. Because you attached to one song. Which makes no fucking sense. Or a song like fucking Oxygen. Nigga, I don't repeat the same formula like that. I just move on. And that's what I'm talking about. If I kept on giving you more songs like Liquor Store and more songs like Oxygen, would those songs be special to you? No. So I rehashed them over. It seems, I don't know how people just don't understand that. Niggas act like lost kids, like they don't understand why niggas don't do part twos. And I only did a part two because I just felt like doing it. But other than that, my nigga, there's some songs that don't need no part two. Just keep it pushing. I was going to do a Born Simplistic part three. And, you know, I was thinking about doing it, but I was like, nah. What's the point? And if you go on my fucking mixtape archives, Born Simplistic Music is not on there. It's not. It's not on there. My first mixtape is on there. But Born Simplistic Music is not on there. If I went on .piff right now, right? That's what I'm going to do. .piff. Hold up. Where is it? I got a lot of fucking shit. There we go. Internet Archive. Let me see. I have a lot of shit. So right now, this is all my older shit. Even Venomous shit is on there. I don't know why. Let's see. The Vault. Volume 1 is here. I like that. That's there. Born Simplistic Music Rewind. That's there. That was just my little response to their reverse mixtape where they took my cover and fucked it up. Because, like, you don't just take a cover that I made and redo it. Like, I wouldn't have... there wouldn't be no Born Simplistic Music Rewind if there was no reverse. But that's okay. That's okay. I just hated that Born Simplistic Music is not on here. Let me see if I can find the Born Simplistic Music. Nope. And then I guess that they moved that over. But if I would have known this. And keep in mind, this is the first mixtape that I ever did where I promoted my SoundCloud and my Instagram. This is when I was rapping over underground instruments. Still rapping off the top. I was rapping too. There are some songs that that are from Born Into the Music I put on here, like Runaway. Even back then I had bars. I said, in this song I said, even though I'm tall, life is getting shorter. Even back then, I was picking very unique ass beats. No one wasn't rapping over no shit like this. I was fucking up so much on this song too. See, I wasn't counting bars. My whole thing was I was just writing and just not thinking about the rhythm of the beat, not thinking about how many bars. That was a problem that plagued me, and I didn't fix that shit up until 2021, I fixed it. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm my everything. So if someone trying to tell me, oh, bro, You know, your flows are off. I want to punch him in the fucking mouth. Because if you want to hear some off flows, go on Internet Archive, type in Mike Sense. Look at my old mixtapes. And look how offbeat I was. It wasn't like no purposely offbeat shit neither. Yeah, I love that song. You know what? I think I have that album on. Let me see. Reverb Nation. Ooh, I haven't been on that damn. I never been on this site in a cool minute, fam. Changed, man. Everything changed. I got Anime Girls on here. Born Into the Music is on here. Let me see. This is the photos. It must be just the photos. Cause I think, I don't know if I. I think I put, let me see. There's a lot of songs on here. I think I put all my, yeah, I did. I put my whole mixtape on there. When I was yelling my fucking vocals. The only reason why I was yelling my vocals is because the fact I was outside recording it, but this is interesting. My flow is so off. And I've been on that anti, I'm underground shit even back then. So, nothing. I've been on that shit. Niggas can't tell me nothing. It was like some songs I would rap on beat, some songs I would rap off beat. I'm yelling my fucking goddamn vocals. That shit is crazy. I'm just look a little more, get up in the floor. Like, I can't even do that now. I can't do that shit now. Oh, and the real reason. I know him. He's I know him. I follow him. He's cool. But I can't even do that. Like, my old shit, I was just now, hold on. Let me go back on Reverb Nation. Because at this time. Cause I got all my songs on here. All my shit. Like, all of my shit. Started from Born Into the Music. And then that's when I started making. And that's when I made Black Summer Ride EP. That's when I started developing that chill, laid back flow. That's when I started rapping more on beats, but. So that chill, laid back flow been around. You know, even though I was yelling my rhymes and going like this, the flow was still laid back, but. To be honest, I like the quality of. Black Summer Ride EP better. I can always download these songs. I got all my mixtapes there. Because, you know, Kelly Records is dead, so. I think I got Born Into the Music 2 on there, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think I do. But that's what I'm just saying. Snip back to my old shit is ridiculous. But I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, niggas be out of touch with that, with diss songs and how fans are now. They like, give a fuck. Like, niggas think my shit trash. I don't care. I'm not trying to appease these niggas. You fuck with me, you don't. Shit, I'm done.